Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. The Son of Man came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. He replied, What do you wish me to do for you? They answered him, Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left. Jesus said to them, You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? They said to him, We can. Jesus said to them, The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will baptize. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared. When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. It's so natural John and James asked for this position to sit, to be sitting at the left and right hand of Jesus. They love him so much. Jesus understand, but to tell them whatever is not that decided by him. At the Last Supper, John was sitting next to Jesus. He was leaning to Jesus for some moment. He's a beloved disciple of Jesus, but Jesus is very straight. It's important to love Jesus, but to seek position is not the way we have to look for. That's why eventually Jesus taught the disciples, said, I come to serve and not to be served. He asked the disciples doing the same thing. To serve means being the first one to say, to greet people with humility. Many times people do not accept our service. It won't hurt us because we're doing the will of God. Jesus is the one, the first one. He come to serve, not to be served. We are all invited to do the same. To serve and not to be served. Jesus, we ask your grace to help us from today onward. Whatever we do is for the glory of God, for your sake, not for your own glory.